sure by the time I release this, you will have all heard about this story. But let's have a moment of honesty. Sean Diddy Combs' homes raided by federal law enforcement as part of an investigation, reports say. And I first saw that it was due to, you know, an investigation into sex trafficking. I didn't know if that was true or not, but then I actually listened to the report from, I believe it was Fox Los Angeles. And that is what they're saying. So anyways, this is from USA Today. Sean Diddy Combs' home raided, his homes raided by federal law enforcement as part of an investigation. Reports say Sean Diddy Combs is reportedly the subject of a federal investigation, according to Rolling Stone and Los Angeles news station Fox 11. Federal agents raided the rapper and music mogul's Los Angeles home Monday. Says when reached for comment regarding a case on Combs, a Homeland Security Investigations spokesperson said in a statement to USA Today Monday that Homeland Security New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI, which is Homeland Security Investigations, Los Angeles, okay, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available. And says the Bad Boy Records founder is facing multiple lawsuits filed in recent months, claiming the music mogul raped or sexually assaulted several alleged victims over the past few decades. Most recently, a music producer who worked with Combs on his most recent record, The Love Album, Off the Grid, sued him in February, accusing him of engaging in serious illegal activity, including sexual assault. So here we go. Let's have a moment of honesty. I called it, and several other people called it as well. This is what happens when you sell out, when you sell your soul. And they blackmail you. There are no friends in the industry. I don't give a damn how high up the people are that you know or shake hands with. There's no friends in the industry. So what is happening right now, in my moment of honesty, I'm going to tell you, what's happening to Diddy right now is he is useless right now. He brings no value. And when you're in that circle, you know, you become a music mogul. You know, you earn hundreds of millions of dollars, close to, you know, $1 billion or whatever. You have to keep producing for the people up top, the higher authorities. Same way a record label like Death Row Records has to keep producing, bringing in income for Interscope Records. I don't care what Death Row did for Interscope Records in the past. If they're no longer profitable, they go bye-bye. And the same thing happens with these music moguls when they sell their soul. As long as they are of use or some sort of value, they're able to get away with murder. And I mean that literally. It's when they're no longer of use, no longer profitable, no longer valuable, that this happens. All of the scandals, all of the hidden skeletons in the closet come out. Vince McMahon was getting old. Vince McMahon has been accused of rape, sexual assault, setting up a casting couch environment in the WWE. It all got swept under the rug for many, many years. And then TKO came in, Nick Khan and some other people that I can't name offhand right now. I think they got something going on with UFC. And Vince McMahon was no longer the owner of WWE. It was sold over to TKO. And guess what? He was on the board, but they got him off the board by pushing all his dirt out there. He's no more of use. He's no longer of use. He's no longer valuable. He's no longer profitable. They don't need him anymore. Therefore, he go bye-bye. Okay, he goes bye-bye. That's how it works. There's no telling what Puffy Diddy is involved with, who he's involved with and what he's been involved in. Now, you may think that, well, we know everything that Puffy... No, you don't. Diddy is a complete scumbag piece of shit. And he's been that way for a very, very long time. Longer than a lot of you people, well, some of you, especially you kids, longer than you've been alive. Some of you bloggers that are on YouTube talking about Diddy, he's been a piece of shit in the industry longer than you've been alive. And that's just the God's honest truth. This man is involved in deeper shit than what you know and what you imagine. You want to talk about Cassie, what he did to Cassie. Oh, that was wrong. Or what he did with this one or that one. Or did he sacrifice his baby mother, Kim Porter? You know, did he get Biggie killed? Diddy has done some nasty, dirty shit. Throughout his entire career. And he hid behind that whole, you know, black excellence bullshit. And you people fall for it every goddamn time. A piece of shit is a piece of shit. I don't care how much syrup you pour on shit, it's still shit. So anyway, I don't feel sorry for Diddy. Fuck Diddy. But I'll say this, there are a lot more important people who have done worse than Diddy that are free right now. People that are in very important places. Yeah, I should say they're in positions of power. Diddy has no power. Diddy's just a fuckboy. Diddy is nothing but a side piece to some people in very high places. Okay? He was just nothing but I want to say something, I can't say it. Okay? He screwed some, when I say screwed, I mean he slept with some, you know, I'm just going to be real, but powerful men to get to where he is. And that's what it is. Okay? That's how you get down. And then he forced others to do something similar to that. But at the end of the day, Diddy doesn't mean shit. He's not worth shit. I don't care how much money he has, he's not worth shit. He's a nobody. He's just another individual that the mainstream media has used to clog up the news cycle. While more important things are happening, now we got to talk about Diddy. And you people fall for this every time. Now, every blogger has to talk about Diddy. Every podcaster has to talk about Diddy, including myself, because you can't get away from it. And that's exactly what the elites, the powers that be, want. Meanwhile, they're building a prison grid right in front of your face. Fuck Diddy. Fuck R. Kelly. These people are nobodies. They're not that important. Now, you want to scream, oh, no, they're going to get justice for what he did to Cassie. That's cute. All right, fine. But at the end of the day, Diddy's a nobody. You want to make him somebody? Well, that's on you. You think he's important? That's on you. Diddy is not the king of sex trafficking. I'm going to say that again. For all of you idiots, I'm trying to be nice, but for all you people that are like, duh, duh. Diddy, you know, they got one less sex trafficker. First of all, Diddy is nothing but a front man. There are people behind him that are probably telling him to go get these people and groom these people. Same way Jeffrey Epstein, that's all he was. Jeffrey Epstein, as powerful as Jeffrey Epstein is or was, he was just a front man. You never see the faces of the true power. Okay? That's the way that works. Now, from here for the rest of the year, we're going to be hearing about Diddy and sex trafficking. I'm going to have to address it again. Because they conveniently threw this out here now. They could have arrested Diddy 20 fucking years ago. See, you people, I'm about to get angry. This is the thing that irritates me. Diddy, it was well known, just like R. Kelly, it was well known what Diddy was doing in the industry. Everyone knew. If everyone knows, let's say like a Jaguar Wright. Jaguar Wright is always talking shit about these celebrities, these, you know, especially these black entertainers. She talks about Jay-Z. She talks about Diddy. She talks about Beyonce. She talks about Alicia Keys. Usher. She exposes everybody. If Jaguar Wright knows what Diddy is doing, you don't think Homeland Security knows? You don't think the FBI knows? They could have arrested his ass at least 20 years ago. At least, at bare minimum. You say damn near 30 years ago. All the shit that Diddy has done. Diddy only repeated or tried to duplicate, mimic what was already done to him. He was forced to get on his knees for people that were in positions of power, people that were over him, to get to where he got to. So he did the same thing to everybody else, men and women, because Diddy goes both ways. Boys and girls, Diddy goes both ways. That's what it is. That's the cycle. That and I tell you people all the time, stop looking up to these people. They're not your goddamn heroes. But for some stupid ass reason, you people just love looking up to these celebrities and thinking that they're so goddamn important. They're nobodies. They sell their soul. They get on their knees. They bend over tables. That's what they do. And then when they make it to a certain level, you know what they do? They make other people bend over tables. They make other people get on their knees. The last thing you should be looking up to is a goddamn celebrity. And I mean that for everyone. Not talking about kids. You know how they let it say, but you know, the children are influenced. No, you grown ass men and women too. You should be a goddamn ashamed of yourself. What did you think Diddy, what type of person did you think Diddy was? Oh, I'm shocked. I can't believe. Where have you been? They raided his house. Good. They're 20 years late. This asshole should have been in jail. But they sat there and allowed him to do what he did. Why? Because it was profitable. He was bringing in money. He brought in, you know, the Biggies, the Maces, the Shines, the Loons. Even Cassie, I think she had a hit record at one point. Diddy himself was making music. Diddy was a gatekeeper. Diddy could groom an artist and don't even sign him. He could groom an artist and send him to another label. But he's a nobody. There are people that are higher than him. Okay? In real positions of power that are doing the exact same thing. And you'll never know about it. That's the truth.
Okay, I'm going to get into the invalid truth portion of the podcast. Another invalid truth portion. John Cena showed up butt-ass naked at the Oscars. And it's got people talking, of course. And so there's damage control here by mainstream media. And it's coming from VT.co. It says, conspiracy theorists genuinely believe John Cena's Oscar skit was a humiliation ritual by Hollywood. And I want to start off by saying, this is what mainstream media does. They love to tag everybody as a conspiracy theorist, right? And what they're trying to do is bring in their satanic New World Order agenda and culture, while at the same time labeling those that are against it as conspiracy theorists. No, the Illuminati is real. The Freemasons, are a lower portion of that. And yes, there is a satanic cult. Whether you want to believe that or not, that's on you. You can be the asshole if you want to. But from VT.co, it says conspiracy theorists genuinely believe John Cena's Oscar skit was a humiliation ritual by Hollywood. And yes, they do hold these humiliation rituals where they force these often up-and-coming stars, and sometimes in this case, major stars, because John Cena is a major star in the WWE wrestling world, but he's also getting into acting as well. So I would guess that Cena at some point is going to be starring in a major film, and this humiliation ritual that he went through was his key or even a door to get to that next level, because there's levels to it, and each level you have to go through, and you have to go through some sort of humiliation ritual. So anyway, from VT.co, it says John Cena left everyone in stitches as he took the stage at the Oscars butt naked, but some conspiracy theorists believe there was something more sinister behind the skit. And this is what these assholes do. They just label everyone as conspiracy theorists. And they know the general public are stupid. And people are dumb and don't understand the difference between a conspiracy theorist and someone that's just speaking truth. Because people are fucking stupid. Dumbasses. They don't know anything. So it says, I'm going to skip all this bullshit. I'm going to get straight down to the point because I can do that now. It talks about, him appearing naked, and they're talking about how hilarious it was. Okay, it says, taken to X, which is formerly known as Twitter, one person wrote, John Cena going through an intense Illuminati humiliation ritual right now at the Oscars. This is next level stuff they have put Cena through lately. Was the fame and fortune worth it, John? Was the fame and fortune worth it, John? And so, yeah, there you have it. People are calling them out. People that are in the know understand what is happening. Even if they're on a lower level, they understand what is happening. So it says here in a quote, Hollywood humiliation ritual is so real, man. This guy has been marketing children for a decade, and now he's dressing up as women in movies. I didn't know that. I didn't know John Cena was dressing up as women or a woman in movies and embarrassing himself on live television. That's what an ex user added, or what was formerly known as Twitter. That's what they posted, right? So he's got to go through those doors. He's got to go through those doors to get to the next level. Apparently, I know he's super rich as a wrestler. That man drew a lot of money and made a lot of money. I watch WWE. I'm a big wrestling fan. I watch all of wrestling. I watch AEW. I'm a wrestling fan. I've been one all my life since I was a kid. So I know this guy's got plenty of money. He doesn't need the money. So why is he going through this Hollywood ritual, this Hollywood humiliation ritual? Well, this is my honest opinion, and I don't know John Cena personally, of course. But I would guess that perhaps, you know, he's entered the club. Not the Illuminati, you know, not the real Illuminati, but the Illuminati on the lesser or the lower level. And, you know, they have to keep humiliating. They have to keep humiliating themselves over and over again to get to the next level. All right. So that's one of those things. That's why these celebrities, you see them do weird shit and you go, why are they doing this? Well, it's because they're trying to level up. They have to humiliate themselves to go to the next level. If you want to be an actor, he may be leaving WWE, and maybe his new dream is to become a big action star, and he has to go through Hollywood, which is satanic, right? And he has to humiliate himself to get to that next level. Someone else wrote this: you cannot deny this anymore. This is a humiliation ritual, a Hollywood humiliation ritual. They got John Cena to do this in the Oscars. If you don't believe this is not real, not a real thing, you are definitely clueless, another person wrote. See, some people are so stupid that they think that he just walked out there naked because he wanted to. That's how stupid people are. We're living in the world of bizarro land. People are stupid. People just say, oh, no, he was just trying to entertain the fans. That's how fucking dumb people are. They don't even understand. They don't know what a humiliation ritual is. So this is the frustration of those that are in the know versus those that are just living their life in the matrix. The fucking morons that you see, just, they just wake their stupid asses up and go to work. They don't know anything. They don't know what a humiliation ritual is. This is something that Freemasons and the Illuminati force you to do in order to get to the next level. They force you to humiliate yourself. So when we say humiliation ritual, the dum-dums that are not in the know, they go, what are you talking about? You guys are conspiracy theorists. And that's what they label us. It says here, another person believed that John Cena wasn't the only one going through this, as they wrote / performing I'm Just Ken at the Oscars next to Ryan Gosling in his sparkly hot pink suit is a worse humiliation ritual than John Cena parading on stage naked. It says, well, according to some to conspiracy theorists online, celebrities will take part in rituals that humiliate them in private settings, or in this case, in public, which is a sacrifice to the higher being that grants them fame. And yeah, duh, dumbass. That's exactly what it is. So what they've done is they made the truth look stupid and the lie seem like it's legit. And people are falling forward hook, line, and sinker. It all links to the so-called Illuminati. And this is what they like to do. This is why I hate mainstream media. The so-called Illuminati, who allegedly control every aspect of the celebrities' lives, okay? The celebrities' lives, and are forced to take part in these humiliation rituals in order to maintain their status in the world of stardom. Look, now watch this asshole in this article here. He says, I'll be honest, it sounds like some people are looking for deeper meaning in what is clearly a joke. No, it's not just a joke. It's a humiliation ritual. But you label us conspiracy theorists. Oh, you're just you people. And you know what they like to do? They like to say, oh, you guys are just jealous of his fame. Fuck his fame. I don't give a shit about his fame. It's not about that. We know what this is. They humiliate themselves in order to get to the next level. Look at Lil Nas X. Look at Britney Spears, how she had to shave her head and act crazy. This is what they do. They make you humiliate yourself. It says what Cena did was vulnerable, but as a man with a body that looks like it was sculpted by Michelangelo, it's doubtful he felt self-conscious. Now, this is what this asshole wrote. I didn't say that. This asshole, James K. for VT.co said that. So he's admiring John Cena's body or whatever. And he's chopping it up as just comedy. No, it's not just comedy. It's a humiliation ritual, just like we said it is. And a lot of these people that are your favorite celebrities, okay, they're controlled by the powers that be, and they're told to go out there and humiliate themselves in order to get to the next level. It's that simple. So watch. John Cena will be starring in some action-packed film soon. Almost guaranteed. Or if not that, they could have him blackmailed. Who knows what he may have done? He may have slept with a little, you know, an underage girl or something. And the powers that be, when they have these little minions, because a person like John Cena is a minion, he's a little guy. He's low on the totem pole. See, to you, you think he's somebody special. But in reality, to the elites, to the powers that be, John Cena is a nobody. He's disposable, expendable. You can just take John Cena and throw him out. You could kill John Cena tomorrow and they would keep it moving. They'll create a new John Cena. They don't give a fuck about a goddamn John Cena. All right? They don't give a damn about a John Cena. He's not important to them. So in order to level up, he's got to humiliate himself. And so do these other celebrities. A lot of these stories that you see are fake. You might hear a story about a celebrity that got a DUI charge. You say, what the fuck is wrong with them? Well, it was fake. It was a fake story. They just did that to embarrass them. And where is it coming from? Where is the order coming from? It's coming from the top, from the higher ups. Oh, you want to get to this level? Oh, embarrass yourself. Put some bad news about yourself out there in public. And we'll determine whether or not we'll raise you up from there. That's what's really going on. You think John Cena really wanted to come out there like that? No, he didn't want to come out there like that. He was told to. All right? That's the truth. I gave you the invalid truth on that subject.
Okay, let's have a moment of honesty. I was listening to an interview with David Icke. And say what you want to say about David Icke. I'll give him this much credit. David Icke has called out a lot of people who are in the so-called truther community. People such as Elon Musk, Andrew Tate, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the reason I bring this up is because this is something that I do often, and it's cost me listenership due to the fact that you have to understand when you take an independent stance, you piss off everyone. If you're on the left and you dedicate your show to left-wing politics, you'll gain a left-wing audience. And you'll exclude the right. But again, you have that backing of the left and vice versa with the right. So if I was a conservative and, you know, who was the top of that, who was the top supposed conservative, that's Trump. Everything centers around Trump. All the news centers around Trump. So if I was pushing Trump, Trump, Trump this, Trump that, people would love me on the right. Right-wing conservatives would love me. But because I'll call out Trump and call out his occultism and obvious Satanism and even going below that, because that's higher up, but going below that, I'll call out, you know, his Operation Warp Speed, his pushing of the shots and this, that, and the third, and for being a the Pied Piper who left all those people out to dry on January the 6th, guess what? I lose that audience. So it's very difficult to be independent because you're going to piss off everyone at some point. But it's called the invalid truth for a reason. The truth is not going to make most people happy, especially in today's time, because everyone's sensitive. People are emotional. Their emotions run high. And I frankly don't give a shit. Just having a moment of honesty. Now, David Icke brought up some things about Elon Musk that I've been pointing out. And the reason I'm bringing up David Icke is this. He could very easily do what a lot of these other, what do you call them, alternative media people, personnel. He could easily do what they do and kiss Elon Musk's ass, which is something that Alex Jones has been doing a lot of lately, to the point where it's absolutely effing ridiculous. And it's got me to the point I can't even listen to a show. And I always knew Jones was, but listen, by now we should all know that Jones is a damn, word I'm looking for. You can say insider, or he's in the club, okay? But beyond that, he has no integrity when it comes to Elon Musk and when it comes to Trump. But David Icke, to his credit, and you can say what you want to say about his theories or his thoughts, you know, the reptilian thing and whatever, he brought out something that was very, very key about the alternative media and where it's going and where it's headed. And it felt like for a long time I was the only one that was really catching this. Now, I know there's other people, but they, for whatever reason, they're not speaking out. What the powers that be have done, they've taken alternative media and they've intercepted the message of truth. And they have individuals who have nothing to do with the truth community and put them in place. People such as Elon Musk. When the hell did Elon Musk become a part of the truth community? This guy's a Satanist. an occultist who's coming out with the Neuralink brain chip. Right? Oh, he's came out with it already, you can say. That's all leading back to what Klaus Schwab was talking about the human mind being controlled, the human brain being controlled. What is this? And why are people cheerleading him as if he's some damn hero? Andrew Tate. David Icke called out Andrew Tate. Who the hell is this guy? And Andrew Tate throws up Masonic symbols. Pay attention. He throws up Masonic symbols every time I see him. I don't even pay this guy any attention because all he does is talk shit. You know, he's just, oh, you know, he's this big alpha male. Well, whoop de fucking do. Whoop de fucking do for you. Good luck. Okay, what else do you have to offer? You're going to go in deep into what's really going on? Brain chips? The internet of bodies? You're going to go into that? And when you do, are you going to call out Elon Musk? Another thing I pointed out was Musk became a hero for taking over Twitter. And he released the Twitter files, which showed that the deep state, or the powers that be, the globalists, as everyone says, because that's the term that's being thrown around, so I use it myself. But he supposedly exposed how the globalists were controlling Twitter. And I asked the question that I've been asking, and I'd get no feedback, no response from all of these Elon Musk worshipers. Okay, buddy. Since you took it over, right, and you exposed how the globalists ran Twitter, the question is, why did they sell it to you? David Icke asked a simple damn question, something that I've been asking. See, it's the simplicity. Ask simple questions. Everyone wants to get so, you know, technical, scientific, in his speech. No, ask simple goddamn questions. And you know what happens when you ask simple questions? You get the simple answer. Occam's razor, as they call it. I believe the saying goes, the simplest answer is most likely the most accurate answer. If I'm, you know, I'm roughly paraphrasing. It goes something along those lines. But it was very important for the powers that be to intercept the truth movement. They saw that it was growing. They saw it was gaining momentum beyond what appeared to be their ability to stop. Some years ago, I remember when YouTube was the Wild Wild West. I remember a time when YouTube was pretty much free speech. Now you can't even say certain words without getting your channel shut down. And they shut it down without explanation. They just say, oh, we feel like your video violated our policy. The end. Clip. And if you do it too many times, they just shut down your damn channel. They shut down mine, my old original channel. Gone. Just like that. That's why I'm not on YouTube. Okay? So they raise up Elon to be this hero. And the only people that I really see calling him out are on it with a big brand is David Icke and David Knight. Those are the only two that I really, really see calling him out. Everybody else is kissing his ass when he's obviously a plant. Obviously. Now, this guy, Alex Jones, I like to say it like that. This guy, Alex Jones, for the new year, and David Icke called this out because I missed it. For the new year, Alex Jones talked about America becoming a spacefaring nation, or, you know, he wants a spacefaring world, meaning, you know, he's back in this outer space shit, you know, this NASA BS and SpaceX and all of this crap, which we have reason to believe that that's all about the Internet of Bodies, hooking your damn brainwaves up to the internet, going into a database somewhere. This is what all the globalists are calling for. But then Jones says something even more revealing, if you will. He stated, and you can go look this up for yourself, if this was his New Year's 2024 New Year's speech, his special speech that he gave. It wasn't even on his show. It was a special little speech that he gave about what he wants to see for the future. Jones said, it's time to bring about, and that is, I'm roughly paraphrasing, but basically it's time to bring about human 2.0. Do you know what human 2.0 means? It's the merger of man and machine. The new man. Jordan Maxwell was on his show back in 2009, 2010. And he broke that all down about what the new man is. And here we are, 2024. Alex Jones back then was condemning it. He was we got to fight the new world order. They're trying to microchip us all and you know, he was back then, he was calling all this stuff out. They're trying to create the new man and bring about human 2.0. I'm all about sovereignty and human rights. And now he's calling for human 2.0. Well, guess who he's gotten close to? Elon Musk, his new best friend. Why? Because he let his ass back on Twitter, which is now X, which is one of the most occultic. The occult loves the letter X in the Roman numeral X. Right? I did a deep dive into that about 2 years ago. Malcolm X. Right? The XFL. You had all these different X connections. They love the letter. They love it. X. They love it. X marks the spot. Right? 2024 is the X. Okay? And then Elon Musk buys Twitter and changes it to X. He's got SpaceX. And porn, what is it? XXX, right? At the movie XXX with Vin Diesel. So I'm just, you know, that's neither here nor there, but I'm just pointing this out. So the goal is, I'll say this in closing, the ultimate goal is, now that they've got these individuals in place, such as your Tucker Carlson's, your Andrew Tate's, your Tim Pool's, okay, and your Elon Musk, people like that who are playing hero. Now that they've got these people in place, now there's a barrier, as David Icke said, and I have been saying this, maybe not quite as eloquent as he did, but that was the point, to set up a control mechanism of the truth. So the information, it's going to still spread. It's still going to get out there. But it slows down the flooding, right? It doesn't flow the way it once did. Because instead of people paying attention to this real New World Order, the real New World Order is all about controlling the human mind. DARPA, CERN, okay? The Internet of Things, the Internet of Bodies. Trump, 2016, talking about an exit entry, tracking and tracing system. It's all about controlling the human mind. Instead of people looking at that, what are they looking at? Did Trump win the election or not? They're going to have a two-hour debate about goddamn presidential election as if you idiots don't already know that there's no such thing as an election. All these presidents are selected, and they're all bloodline related. Dumbass. Go look it up. Okay. Instead of you talking about the real New World Order that's coming, you're talking about trannies, whether men should be able to go into a woman's bathroom or not, whether January the 6th was a real insurrection or not. Everyone knows it's a damn hoax. Even the people that are crying about it know that it's a damn hoax. They just hate Trump. You understand? Political theater. That's all it is. Political theater. That's it. That's all you're getting. Meanwhile, while you're distracted with political theater, AI, artificial intelligence, is completely replacing you. Okay? It's replacing people at a rapid pace. I did a show, there was a segment I did last year. Certain fast food chains have damn robots that work in the drive-thru. You see what they're doing with Amazon. They're talking about, oh, no, these robots are going to help the workers. No, they're there to replace you. Not there to help you. The goal is for you to own nothing and be happy, and you're going to eat the bugs. Period. You'll be living in your little stupid-ass pod, scratching your ass in a virtual reality with a virtual reality headset on. Not only will you own nothing and be happy, but you will be nice and fat and stupid. And that's exactly where they want you, in your little stupid 15 minutes smart city, your little smart control grid. And you'll be the dumbass that will snitch on people that go outside of it. And you will earn brownie points. Social credit system. You snitch on your neighbor, your credit goes up. That's how that's going to work. Who's talking about it? Damn near nobody. But who talks about Trump all day? All of the alternative media sites or podcasts, programs. People have spent all of the past since 2020, they have spent hours upon hours talking about whether Trump won the damn election or not. And then in 2020, it was the election. 2021, it was still the election, but it was also January the 6th, because that happened January 6th, 2021. Spent a whole year talking about that. Was it an insurrection? Was it not an insurrection? Then 2022, it was the Trump raid at Mar-a-Lago. Was it fair? Was it not fair? Did they try to set him up? Did they not try to set him up? 2023 is Trump is running for re-election, running for election again. And now they're trying to take him off the ballot. Do you people see where I'm going with this? Do you understand the importance of Trump to the New World Order? The ultimate distraction. And the way he speaks, he always talks in a way where there's a gray area where you have to interpret it. And he does that on purpose because it rubs some people the wrong way and it rubs some people the right way. Ultimate division. That's what he does. He's good at it. Got to give it to him. He's really, really good. But that's what these guys are. The only thing I disagree with David Icke on is this, because he made it sound like, oh, you know, the globalists are trying to bring Alex Jones in to the group. No, Alex Jones has always been a part of the group. Bill Cooper called him out years ago. Look that up online if you haven't already. So anyway, I said what I had to say. This has been my moment of honesty. I already went over my time on this segment. But this is the invalid truth. That's all I can give you. Get mad. I don't give a shit. I can't give you validated lies. The only thing I can give you is the invalid truth.